Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Avram Goldar and today we're Zechus Ksubas Daf Lamed, the third parak Eilon Na'aros. The Zichud Maseches Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three daf's are going to focus on number one. The Gemara notes that our Mishnah, which teaches that the violator must be a kenas to a woman whose asur tema as an isakoras, is also coming to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. For as taught in the Braisa, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana oisas Yom Kippurim k'Shabbos l'tashlumim. He would treat Yom Kippur like Shabbos in terms of monetary payments, just as one is Mechal Shabbos who commits an act at the same time that results in a monetary chiyuv, is Mechai ben Nafsho upatimin tashlumin. He's chayv to pay with his life and is pater from payment. So too the same applies if one desecrates Yom Kippur, which is a chiyuv karis, and is chayv a monetary liability at the same time that he's only chayv karis and not payment. Abai says Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana's reason is the word asun, fatality, is said about the death at the hand of man, meaning death by basin, and ason is mentioned with regard to misa b'dei shemaim, death by heaven. This is a reference to Yaakov telling his sons that he refused to let Binyamin go to Mitzrayim lest an ason, a fatality, occurs, referring to a death by an accident by the hand of heaven. Just as with ason by basin, one is pater from payment, so too an ason b'dei shemaim is pater from payment. Point number two is taught in the Braisa, kol b'dei shemaim chutz mitzinim pachim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except for sicknesses brought on by cold and heat. For it stays in the pasuk, tzinim pachim b'derech ikesh shomer nafsho yirchak mahem. Cold and heat are in the path of the perverse. One who guards his soul will be far from them. It was taught in the Braisa, miyom shachar beis hamikdash afo pishim batul sanhedrin arba misas lubatu. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, even though the Sanhedrin ceased, the four types of capital punishment did not, which the Gemara clarifies means din arba mises lebatu. The equivalent punishment of the four types of execution has not ceased. One who's chayv skila, stoning, either falls from a roof or is trampled by a wild beast. One who's chayv sreifa, burning, either falls into a fire or is bitten by a snake. One who's chayv hariga, beheading, is either handed over to the authorities or attacked by bandits, and one who's chayv chenek, strangulation, either dies through drowning or dies of srumki, which is a disease which constricts the throat. And point number three, Rava brings an alternative source of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana from the Parsha Molech, which compares karis to capital punishment. Just as one who's chayv capital punishment is pater from monetary payment, so too one who is chayv karis is pater from monetary payment. This differs from a Abai's, where the word ason includes lesser types of death, such as misa b'dei shemaim, death by heaven. The Gemara says a nafka mina between them as a zar, that a truma, where the penalty is misa b'dei shemaim. According to Abai, he's pater from paying for the truma, but according to Rava, he's chayv. When the Gemara questions this case, given that he was already chayv for stealing it from the moment he picked the truma up before he ate it, the Gemara concludes the case is shetachav lo chaver tok beis abliya, where his friend thrust the truma into his throat and the person can get it out with difficulty. The Gemara brings alternative solutions. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara notes that our Mishnah, which teaches that the violator must pay a kenas to a woman who is asur to him as in isakaris, is also coming to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. For as taught in the Braisa, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana oisas Yom Kippurim k'Shabbos l'tashlumim. He would treat Yom Kippur like Shabbos in terms of monetary payments, just as one is Mechal Shabbos who commits an act at the same time that results in a monetary chiyuv, is Mechai ben Nafsho upatimin tashlumim. He's chayv to pay with his life and is pater from payment. So too the same applies if one desecrates Yom Kippur, which is a chiyuv karis, and is chayv a monetary liability at the same time that he's only chayv karis and not payment. Abai says Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana's reason is the word ason, fatality, is said about the death at the hand of man, meaning death by basin, and ason is mentioned with regard to misa b'dei shemaim, death by heaven. This is a reference to Yaakov telling his sons that he refused to let Binyamin go to Mitzrayim lest an ason, a fatality, occurs, referring to a death by an accident by the hand of heaven. Just as with ason by basin, one is pater from payment, so too an ason b'dei shemaim is pater from payment. Point number two is taught in the Braisa, kol b'dei shemaim chutz mitzinim pachim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except for sicknesses brought on by cold and heat. For it stays in the pasuk, tzinim pachim b'derech ikesh shomer nafsho yirchak mahem. Cold and heat are in the path of the perverse. One who guards his soul will be far from them. It was taught in the Braisa, miyom shachar beis hamikdash afo pishim batul sanhedrin arba misas lubatu. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, even though the Sanhedrin ceased, the four types of capital punishment did not, which the Gemara clarifies means din arba mises lebatu. The equivalent punishment of the four types of execution has not ceased. One who's chayv skila, stoning, either falls from a roof or is trampled by a wild beast. One is chayv sreifa, burning, either falls into a fire or is bitten by a snake. One is chayv hariga, beheading, is either handed over to the authorities or attacked by bandits. And one is chayv chenek, strangulation, either dies through drowning or dies of srunki, which is a disease which constricts the throat. And point number three, Rava brings an alternative source of Nechunya ben Akana from the Parsha Molech, which compares karas to capital punishment. Just as one who is chayv capital punishment is pater from monetary payment, so too one who is chayv karas is pater from monetary payment. This differs from a bi-sprout where the word ason includes lesser types of death, such as misi b'ed shamayim, death by heaven. The Gemara says a nafka mina between them as a zar, that a truma, where the penalty is misi b'ed shamayim. According to Abai, he's pater from paying for the truma, but according to Rabbi, he's chayv. When the Gemara questions this case, given that he was already chayv for stealing it from the moment he picked the truma up before he ate it, the Gemara concludes the case is shetachav lo chaver tok beis abliya, where his friend thrust the truma into his throat and the person can get it out with difficulty. The Gemara brings alternative solutions. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Lamed, and our standard siman is a melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The Rebbe, who was busy planning his class trip to the jungle, which he claimed would be safe and ason free, received piles of notes from parents saying their sons were home with colds and fever after they heard about a previous tour where one person was trampled by an elephant and another had truma stuffed down his throat by the natives. So once again, in slow motion. The Rebbe, Rebbe, that must be more daf lamed, melamed. The Rebbe was busy planning his class trip to the jungle, which he claimed would be safe and ason free. Which reminds us, the Gemara notes that our Mishnah, which teaches that the violator must pay a kenas to a woman whose asutuma is an isakaris, is also coming to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. For it was taught in a brayse where Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana would treat Yom Kippur like Shabbos in terms of monetary payments, just as one is mechal Shabbos who commits an act at the same time is mischayv ben nafshu pater min hatashlumim. He's chayv to pay with his life and is pater from payment. So too, the same applies if one desecrates Yom Kippur, which is a chi of karis, and is chayv a monetary liability at the same time. He's only chayv karis and not payment. Abai says Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana's reason is the word ason, fatality, is said about the death at the hand of man, meaning death by Beis Din, and ason is mentioned with regard to death by heaven. This is a reference to Yaakov telling his sons that he refuses to let Binyamin go to Mitzrayim lest an ason, a fatality, occurs. So the Rebbe was busy planning his class trip to the jungle, which he claimed would be safe and ason free, received piles of notes from parents saying their sons were home with colds and fever after they heard about a previous tour where one person was trampled by an elephant. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, kol bidei shamayim chutz mitzinim pachim. Everything is in the hands of heaven except for sicknesses brought on by cold and heat. It was also taught from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, even though the Sanhedrin ceased, the four types of capital punishment did not, which the Gemara clarifies means that the din arba misas lo batu, the equivalent punishment of the four types of execution, has not ceased. For example, one who's chayv skila, stoning, either falls from a roof or is trampled by a wild beast. So the Rebbe was busy planning his class trip to the jungle, which he claimed would be safe and ason free, received piles of notes from parents saying their sons were home with colds and fever after they heard about the previous tour where one person was trampled by an elephant and another had truma stuffed down his throat by the natives. Which reminds us, Rava brings an alternative source for Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana from the Parsha Molech, which compares karas to capital punishment. This differs from Abai's pshat, where the word ason includes lesser types of death, such as misi b'dei shamayim, death by heaven. The Gemara says a nafka mina between them is a zar, that a truma, where the penalty is misi b'dei shamayim. According to Abai, he's pater from paying for the truma, but according to Rabbi, he's chayv. When the Gemara questions this case, given that he was already chayv for stealing it from the moment he picked the truma up before he ate it, the Gemara concludes the case is shetachav lo chaver tok beis abliya, where his friend thrusts the truma into his throat and the person can get it out with difficulty. So once again, the Rebbe was busy planning his class trip to the jungle, which he claimed would be safe and ason free, received piles of notes from parents saying their sons were home with colds and fever after they heard about a previous tour where one person was trampled by an elephant and another had truma stuffed down his throat by the natives. All right, now it's time for four blot back Hazara. Dav Chavav. So the simmer Dav Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The military coup, that must mean we're on Dav Chavav. The military coup finally came to an end when a little boy sitting on the shoulders of his father and called Yochi, the challah eater, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the example of the man who was Masiach Lefi Tumo, speaking casually about his childhood as a Kohen and be called Yochanan the challah eater, and Rebbe elevated him to Kahuna based on his own word. So the military coup finally came to an end when a little boy sitting on the shoulders of his father and called Yochi, the challah eater, who proved he was not a Ben Gerusha by receiving Maisa Rishon at a formal distribution, which reminds us, Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar says that just as the distribution of Truma establishes a chazakah of kahuna, so does the distribution of Maaser Rishon establish a chazakah of kahuna. When the Gemara questions this numerous times, given that Maaser Rishon is given to a Levi, Rav Chisda answers that the cases where there's a chazakah that the father of this man is a Kohen, but there was a rumor that he was a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza making machalal, and they distributed Maaser Rishon to him at the granaries. In such a case, we know he's not a Levi because of the status of his father, and if he was a Chalal, which gives him the status of a Yisrael, he would never receive Maaser Rishon but towards Chalukah in the manner of formal distribution. Therefore, he has a chazakah of a Kohen. So the military coup finally came to an end when a little boy sitting on the shoulders of his father and called Yochi the Challah Eater, who proved he was not a Ben Gerusha by receiving Maaser Rishon at a formal distribution, pointed to the basin that was mitzvah of two different pieces of Edus against the evil general heading the coup, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, ein edusim mitzdarefes ad shiru shneim ke'echod. The testimony of two witnesses cannot be combined unless they both testify about the same event. Rashi explains that this would exclude a case where one witness saw the person borrow the money and the other aide heard the witness admit that he had taken the loan. Rabbi Yishuv Makarcha says, afil b'zeh al-chazeh, the testimonies can be combined even if they testify about events that took place one after the other. Dav Chav Zayin, so the sim Dav Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The marauding kazoo-blowing idol worshippers, kazoo, that must mean we're in Daf Chav Zayin. The marauding kazoo-blowing idol worshippers who didn't have time during war to snatch new kazoos from open barrels, which reminds the next mission states, Ir Shekvashua Karkom, concerning a city conquered by a siege army, Kokohana Shanim Sabasocha Basulos, all wives of Kohanim within the city are unfit for the husbands, for we fear that they were violated by the soldiers. Gemara contrasts this Mishnah with the Mishnah of Odazor that teaches that during wartime, open barrels are permitted, lefisha ein panai lanasech, because the marauding troops do not have time to pour libations. This seems to indicate that during war, the soldiers do not have time for other activities. So why then are they suspected of violating the woman? Ramari said, libo yesh panai lanasech ein panai. To engage in relations, they have time, but they don't have time to pour libations. So the marauding kazoo-blowing idol worshippers who didn't have time during war to snatch new kazoos from open barrels didn't notice the single woman crouching in the small hiding place with her kazoo. Which reminds Rav Yehuda bar Avin said in the name of Yitzchak bar Ashian, if there exists in the city one single hiding place, it saves all the wives of Kohanim from the decree of separating from their husbands. We assume they hid there and were not violated. Rav Yirmiya asks, Einam achazek es ela achas mahu, what's the halacha if the hiding place can only hold one person? The Gemara rejects the comparison of this case to one where there are two paths, where one was definitely Tameh and the other was Tahor, and two people walked down the different paths and then touched Tahor food, saying that in the path case, one of the paths was certainly Tameh, but here, who's to say that any of the women were actually violated? So the marauding, kazoo-blowing idol worshippers, who didn't have time during war to snatch new kazoos from open barrels, didn't notice a single woman crouching in the small hiding place with her kazoo, but her shivcha looking through the window did. Which reminds us, the Mishnah stated regarding wives of Kohanim in a besieged city, but if they have Edim who testify that they were not violated, even if the witness is an Eved or a Shivcha, they're believed. And we have a question whether that means that also her Shivcha is believed. Dav Chav Ches, so the Simur Dav Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must mean we're on Dav Chav Ches. The strong man who made his ex-wife move out of the chatzir after he divorced her, which reminds us, it was taught in Bryce, if one divorces his wife, she should not remarry and live in his neighborhood. Rashi explains that since she recognizes his hints and gestures, she might come to sin with him. The Gemara asks, who is displaced by whom in a case where they each owned a home in the courtyard? The Gemara answers that she is displaced, for we learn from a pasuk, Tiltui de Gavra Kashimi de Isisa, the wandering of a man is a greater hardship than the wandering of a woman. So the strong man who made his ex-wife move out of the chatzir after he divorced her, for not believing he could remember his father's rebbe's and brother's signatures, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ve'el ne'aman v'hayim b'godlon mashurel b'kodnam, and these are trusted to testify during their adulthood regarding what they saw when they were minors, such as the handwriting on the contract is the handwriting of my father or my rabbi or my brother. The Gemara teaches that it was necessary for the Mishnah to mention all three cases. So the strong man who made his ex-wife move out of the chatzir after he divorced her, for not believing he could remember his father's rebbe's and brother's signatures, helped his family perform a katzatza by breaking open a barrel of fruit with his bare hands. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, Naman atino kolomar, shalchanu baksatso shal basponi laponi, and an adult is trusted to testify regarding what he saw as a child, that we ate from the katsatsa distributed upon the marriage of the daughter Poni to Poni. It was taught in another braisa that a katsatsa was done if one of the brothers of a family marries a woman who is unfit for him, such as a mamzeris, and involves the family breaking a barrel of fruit open in the town square. Dav Chav Tes, so the simmer Dav Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The Na'ara sitting on a cot. Cot? That must mean we're in Daf Chavtes. The Na'ara sitting on a cot counting her kanas money. And please, she was no longer a katana, which reminds us. The opening mission of the third parak states, Eil Na'aros Sheishan Kanas. These are the Na'aros who are entitled to receive the fine when they're violated. And the mission proceeds to list three groups. The Gemara says that the Mishnah's use of the word Na'ara implies that only she is entitled to the fine, but a katana is not, and says the Tana is Rabbi Meir, who holds a katana from the time she's one day old until she grows two sa'aros, yesh la mecher ve'ein la kanas. She is subject to sale by her father, but is not entitled to kanas if she's violated or seduced. And from the time she grows two sa'aros until she becomes a bogeris, yesh la kanas ve'ein la mecher. She is entitled to the kanas, but is not subject to sale. So, the Na'ara sitting on a cot counting her kanas money, and pleased she was no longer a katana, chose not to sit next to the kusis and the issacharis on the cots with sheets embroidered with the words Na'ara and Basua three times, which reminds us, among the women the Mishnah listed that received the kanas are Mamzeris, Anasina, Akusis, as well as those prohibited to him, as in issacharis, such as his sister, his father's sister, his mother's sister, or his wife's sister. The one asks why these women are eligible for kanas when the pasuk says in the parsha, "Velo siyel isha, and she shall be to him a wife," which implies isha harui lo. She must be a woman that is fit for him to marry, which these women are not. Rish Lakish said it's learned from the Torah, stating three times Na'ara, Na'ara, Hana'ara, and Rapapa says a similar answer, but he uses the three expressions of basua, basulos, habasulos mentioned in the parsha of the Mefateh. So the Na'ara sitting on a cot counting her kanas money, and pleased she was no longer a katana, chose not to sit next to the kusis and the issacharis on the cots with sheets embroidered with the words Na'ara and Basua three times, because as a mamzera she was eligible for the kanas, even according to the opinion that requires the possibility of being his wife. Which reminds us, given that the Mishnah states that women who are unfit for marriage receive a kanas, the Gemara states that the Mishnah serves to exclude the opinion of the Tana of the following brisa, which taught, "Velos yeh le'isha, and she shall be to him a wife." Shimon HaTimni says this teaches the kanas only applies to a isha sheyesh b'havai, a woman who has the possibility of being his wife, which Rashi explains is a woman where Ketushin's toe face takes effect. Rabbi Shimon Manasseh says it applies to an isha haruy l'kaima, a woman who is fit to remain his wife. Rabbi Zera said the nafkamina between them is a mamzeris and an asina. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we learn how katsatsa is performed? That's on daf Chavches. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn that the edus of two Aiden cannot be mitzdarf unless they give edus about the same thing? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn that when it comes to war, from the Yetohar's pull to have relations is stronger than the drive to be over the Vodazora? That's on daf Chavzayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that Abaya brings the word Asun as Rabbi Nechonya ben Akanya's source, that one is pater from Tashumim when a Chiyuv Karas is done at the same time? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that Rabbi Meir is the Tanu who holds that a Na'ara is entitled to a Kanas, not a Katana? That's on daf Chavtes. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn? Hakol b'dei shamayim chutz mitzim pachim, and that trampling today is a form of skila? That's on daf Lamed. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you learn? According to Shimon HaTimni, the woman must be fitting to be his wife to receive a kanas, and according to Rabbi Shimon Manasseh, she must be fitting to remain his wife. That's on daf Chavtes. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do you learn? An ex-wife should not live in the same chatzer as her former husband. That's on daf Chavches. Good. Number 9. Which thing in the Reish Lakish learns that Chayve Lavim and Chayve Krisus are entitled to Kanas from the repetition of Na'ara, and Rapapa learns from the repetition of Basula? That's on daf Chavches. Good. And number 10. Which thing learns that the Nafka Mina between Abai and Rav's source for Rabbi Nechonya ben Akanya is when Azar eats Truma that was shoved in his throat? That's on daf Lamed. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.